I'm sitting in the White House pub in Limerick, and I'm sitting in the hot seat, the seat where guest poets and poets from the open mic perform their work every Wednesday evening and have done so for the last 10 years, a place where Barney Sheehan was compere until last week, I understand, was his last day in front of the audience. It was in this pub that AJ Lane and the Misfits, I met with them. And I'm going to continue with the poem Homer. I'm going to read from chapter 2, in which Hector is introduced. But before I do that, I really want to just say this poem is in homage, I imagine, to the Iliad. Now, the Iliad is a journey. It's a journey, you could say, into the city of Troy. It leads up to the Trojan horse. It's also a journey of Agamemnon's relationship with Achilles, with Achilles' relationship with, I think it's Patroclus, his best friend. It's also a journey towards Helen of Troy, and it's a journey in the relationship between Achilles and Hector. But it's a lot more than that. It's also a journey that explores the relationship between the gods and the humans. And it's also a journey in relationships between different gods, the power struggles, the subterfuge, the movements and positioning and that went on. And the gods are a bit like superhumans rather than completely different creatures from humans. They certainly have all the emotions that humans have, are spurred on by jealousy, by spite, by love. So here is the introduction of Hector, chapter 2. Of the poem by Derek Walcott, Omeros. Here it goes. Hector was there. Theophile also. In this light, they have only Christian names. Placide, Pancreas, Chrysostom, Maljo, Philoctete, with his head white as the coiled surf. They shipped the lances of oars, placed them parallel in the graves of the gunwales like man and wife. They scooped the leaf bilge from the planks, loosened knots from the bodies of flower sack sails, while Hector, at the shallow's edge, gave a quick thanks with the sea for a font before he waded thigh in. The rest walked up the sand with identical stride, except for foam-haired Philoctete, the sore on his shin, still unhealed, like a radiant anemone. It had come from a scraping, rusted anchor. The prolonged iron peeled the skin in a backwash. He bent to the foam, sprinkling it with a salt hiss. Soon he would run, hobbling, to the useless shade of an almond with locked teeth, then wave them off from the shame of his smell, and once more they would leave him alone under its leoparding light. This sunrise, the same damned business was happening. He felt the sore twitch, its wires up to his groin. With his hop and drop, limp, hand clutching one knee, he left the printed beach to crawl up the early street to Ma Kilman's shop. She would open and put the white rum within reach. His shipmates watched him as they hooked hands like anchors under the hulls, rocking them. The keels sheared dry sand till the wet sand resisted, rattling the oars that lay parallel amidships. Then, to the one sound of curses and prayers at the logs jammed as a wedge, one after one as their tins began to rattle, the pirogues slid to the shallow's nibbling edge towards the encouraging sea. The loose logs swirled in surf, face down, like warriors from a battle lost somewhere on the other shore of the world. They were dragged to a place under the machine eels to lie there face upward, the sun moving over their brows with the stare of myrmidons hauled up by the keels high up from the tide mark where the pale crab burrows. The fishermen brushed their palms. Now all the canoes were riding the pink morning swell. They drew their bows gently, the way grooms handle horses in the sunrise, flicking the ropes like reins, pins them by the nose. Praise him, morning star, St. Lucia, light of my eyes, threw baling tins in them and folded their bodies across the tilting hulls, then sculled one oar in the slack of the stern. Hector rattled out his bound canvas to gain ground with the gulls, hoping to come back before that conch-coloured dusk, low pelicans cross. So there you have it. That's the introduction of Hector, who's a main character in the Iliad. But to be honest, I don't know how big Hector is in this particular epic poem. According to the blurb on the back of the book, Derek Walcott's main protagonists were Achilles and Philoctetes. So we'll see. Depends on, I suppose, whether there's going to be bloody battles in this. And I see a line here further on. I just literally opened the page at random and it said, "Pigs were his business," which is a very good line. And then another line, "Hector wasn't with Helen." And another first line, "The months revolved slowly like the silk parasols." It's very powerful piece of work, which I'm sure will grow and grow more immediate as I read on. But so far, I've barely scratched the surface. We've got to page 15 of a book that's got 325 pages to reach the final lines. I'm just checking to see. And unfortunately, there isn't even an index. Okay, Paulo Mani sitting in the hot seat, which is a red stool, in the White House in Limerick, dedicating this poem to A.J. Leon, Melissa Leon, and Jesse M. White. May you travel well on whatever journey is right for you. Cheers. Bye-bye for now.